The African Union is seeking UN approval for a naval and air blockade of Somalia, as well as more troops and aid to fend off piracy and terrorism in the struggling Horn of Africa nation. The UN Security Council met for several hours behind closed doors on Thursday to discuss the request, but said afterward that though it considers the AU's appeal for a blockade to be legitimate, the Council's members would need to study the matter further. Meanwhile, in the south of the country, above-average rains this year have flooded riverside areas and swamped farmland. Ottavio Sardu is an agronomist working for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Somalia. He told Kelsey Brennan-Wessels that too little rain is forecast for the next season, which will devastate the harvest once again.
In Somalia, we had three good seasons in a row, so rains were good enough to ensure a good harvest to farmers. But still in the south, especially in Juba and Shabelle, due to the bad conditions of riverbank, we had floodings and part of the crops were washed away. We planned a big intervention in the south in order to cover part of the needs. For the next rainy season, the forecasts are not good, so rains will not be sufficient to cover the water requirement for crops. So we are following up the situation.
And how are you following up the situation?
We have local staff in all the regions in Somalia. We have a specialist, an agronomist, a Somali guy, who is on the field. And he's visiting now all the central south in order to give us a good report on how the situation is for farmers.
Can you tell me a little bit about what else ICRC is doing in the country to help those affected, not only by the fighting, but also by the floods?
We have a wide range of livelihood operations, from flood prevention to seed distribution to food distribution as well, depending on the situation. What we did recently was to carry out a quite good plan of flood prevention in Juba and Shabelle. We rehabilitated river banks in both rivers. We distributed sandbags to the population. And then, of course, we tried to compensate the loss of harvest distributing seeds. In addition to that, we also distribute essential items to the population, like a kitchen set or plastic sheeting. Of course, many operations are implemented in cooperation and collaboration with the Somali Red Crescent.